Timothy Gordon, who is the author of Catholic Republic, Why America Will Perish Without Rome. You can go and watch it, free of charge, don't cost nothing, on YouBoob. You know, while I was at YouBoob yesterday, I hadn't been in maybe 10 days or so. You know that we now have, are now blessed with, we've crossed the 3,000 subscriber mark. Yeah, we have over 3,141. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but when we started putting videos up on YouBoob about a year or so ago, again, regularly, we were just over 2,000. So in a year, we've added 1,000 subscribers, and there's comments galore on the YouTube channel. So if you're not following the official King Dude, go check it out today. You can find it at youtube.com, and then you just type in official Mike Church, I think, and it'll take you to the channel with 3,141 subscribers, and they're all getting video that we make publicly available, like the Tim Gordon interview yesterday, which covered an awful lot of ground. So I have this. Donald Devine writes this at the American Conservative Magazine website, although I think this was in the print edition. The Nationalist Delusion. Now, I find this of special interest because of the way people misidentify and misuse the term nationalist. Some people think nationalist means wearing the MAGA hat, make America great again. But there's another form of nationalism. There, now you got to bear with me here for a moment. There could be, and I believe this is what Mr. Gordon and I were kind of batting around yesterday, there could be Catholic nationalism. Now you're going like, miniature, please. Have you never heard of Louis Farrakhan's The What of Islam? What does Minister Farrakhan call the What of Islam? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. That's pretty simple here. All right, you all know it's the Nation of Islam, of course. So you don't have to, and I think if you break the root word down, the etymology of nationalism down, you'll be surprised that at the end of the rainbow, it's not always about flags and government, although it can have those elements. And then Devine writes this, whatever his faults, I love President Donald Trump. He's forced conservative and libertarian intellectuals to rethink their long-held assumptions, something more reasoning could not accomplish. These people, for the most part, are beyond reason. Try reasoning with a lib these days. Try reasoning with someone that thinks that they have the right to murder, to have someone else assassinate their own child in utero. Seriously, go try and have some reason with them.
Like the guy the other day on Twitter that said abortion saves lives.
Yeah, right. And there's like Mrs. O'Connell is saying, was that Maggie Minute? Oh, that was a Maggie Minute for the first, the first 15 minutes we got a Maggie Minute. That's exactly. Abortion saves lives. How do you figure that? This woman would have died if she hadn't murdered her baby. There is no recorded incident in the history of modern medicine where a mother's life was spared by murdering the baby. This is the stuff of Fantasy Island here. It doesn't happen. You know, I had a doctor once tell me, Mike, I was a guest on the show. I'm trying to remember who she was. She said, there is almost no conceivable circumstance under which I can even imagine a mother's life could be spared by killing her child. I just can't. I mean, it's almost as though, all right, one move and the baby gets it. You know, taking a little line from Blazing Saddles there. Whatever his faults, I love President Donald Trump. He's forced conservatives and libertarian intellectuals to rethink their long-held assumptions, something more reasoning could not accomplish. That's if you can get people to reason. Take Tucker Carlson, who was ahead of the curve, as he often is. Carlson said this, according to Divine, quote, if you're a kind of conventional conservative, like I have been for most of my life, you've been, I'm 49, so I grew up in the Reagan era, and I was trained to believe that the singular threat to our liberty was government. That's what Reagan said. He was probably right at the time.